It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
And tonight we're in the studio with head coach Jay Long of the Chadron State Eagles, as we are every Tuesday night for the Jay Long Show, brought to you by Chadron Glass and Windows. Coach, welcome into the studio. Glad to have you again. And let's break down the game from last Saturday as we get started tonight. We saw a really strong team here in town with the Northern Sun Conference foe Augustana. Turned out to be a 27-3 defeat to settle CSC at 1-1 in the non-conference portion of your schedule. You've gone back, you've watched film with the coaches of the game. What did that tell you about how things unfolded and what happened on Saturday?
I think that when you watch on film, they are a team that we thought they were. You know, they're a team that's consistently in the playoffs, and their roster is a junior senior oriented. And typically, when your roster's like that, you have guys that have been in a lot of battles and a lot of games, and they just didn't beat themselves. They did a lot. They're real disciplined and they did their job. And when you watch it on film, we go back and watch it. I thought defensively, we stopped the run, which is obviously something we're always trying to do, and we were able to do it with a three-man front against one of the, if not the best O-line we're going to face. It'll be right there, probably with College School Mines' offensive line also. When we were able to stop the run with a three-man front with our front seven, and then when you look at defensively, it really come down to about three plays, and those three, four plays showed up on off of a penalty on us, and those are the things that we're going to focus on and go to fix this upcoming week. But I thought, like I said, I thought our defense was closer, because that's obviously the type of team that we want to be. We want to be a playoff caliber team, and defensively I think we showed that we could do that. Special teams wise, Dave, I thought that after watching film, we did a really good job on special teams. We blocked a kick, we forced a miss on a deep field goal. That kid's a good kicker. And then on the other teams, we did a good job, and I think Wilson E kicked a 42-yard field goal. Brody Eisbron averaged 43 yards on a punt. They have a dynamic punt returner. We talked about it last Tuesday. He got one on us, and when you look at the punt, what we're telling the punters to do is high and deep in between the numbers and the sideline, and Brody put that thing 1 foot away from the out-of-bounds line, and that guy made a terrific play and made a couple guys miss, and then he was on our bigs. And you take away that one play, and I think that we're right there with them. And offensively, what we showed is we got to figure out ways to be find consistent plays. And their defense is probably one of the best defenses we're going to face. I would assume that Colorado School Mines, Pueblos is going to be one, and Westerns is going to be one of those other defenses we're going to see that are top, and we have to find ways offensively to move the ball and get first downs and take our defense off the field and ultimately get points on the board.
Yeah, you guys have been rotating some quarterbacks, and there's special packages for a dynamic guy like Preston Pearson. Heath Beemiller's been your starter for a couple of games, and we saw Mason Hamilton in as well last week. Are you going into practice still planning to use multiple quarterbacks, or are you guys looking to make any kinds of changes in how you're going about moving the football that you talked about?
Yeah, when we talked on Saturday, I think that I really like our combination of a rotating quarterbacks right now, and those are things that you're starting to see more and more. Montana State was a Final Four team, or maybe they made the championships, can't remember which they were, but they were a team that runs two quarterbacks and two quarterback system, where one quarterback's more primarily runner, one's more primarily thrower, but both can do both, if that makes sense. And I think it just, when you look at when teams face us, you know, they got to spend a lot of time and a lot of prep of, you know, how they're going to stop each package and what their game plan is for each package. So I really like that. I think that, you know, one of the things that we need to do is we got to execute a little bit better up front and, you know, strain a little bit more and open up more and more seams and holes. And I thought versus Quincy, we did a better job versus Augustana. You know, our line didn't do what they needed to do up front. And so, you know, that's probably, Dave, when we talk about focus, that's the focus, you know, for me, is that really we got to execute better up front.
Head Coach Jay Long on our weekly Tuesday night show with the coach breaking down the game from last weekend. First, third down turned out to be a key area on Saturday. That really good Augustana defense held us to 2 of 16. That defensive end, Grady Sherman, had three, almost four sacks just in the first half. He might be an All-American if he plays like that this year. So a tough guy to deal with. And what'd you notice or think about how the third downs unfolded for the offense on Saturday?
You know, typically when you're bad on third down, you're bad on second down, and that's what puts you in third and long. And, you know, that comes back to that consistency of finding consistent plays. And, you know, in my football theory class on Monday, you know, I asked the class, I said, hey, man, everybody watch football this weekend? I said, what type of questions do you have? And one of them brought up, you know, the offense and our team. And when I talked to them, and really I think it's the same conversation here is, you know, when you play, you know, top defenses, it's no different than in the NFL. You watch the game last night, and there's two top defenses playing out on the football field. And what it really comes down to, Dave, is it's finding that consistency of, on first down, are you getting 4 yards? On second down, are you getting your half the distance back? So if it's second 10, you need to get to be a third and 5. Or if it's second and 8, you need to be at third and 4. And then on, obviously, third down and fourth down, you got to be able to, you know, get them first downs. And, you know, I don't think that we did a really good job on that first and second down that we needed to, and that consistency of getting ourselves into a good manageable third downs. Because the week before, Dave, we were, I think, 58%, I think is what we were, versus Quincy in third down. And it was all because of what we did on second down. You know, I thought also, I think our defense did a pretty good job on third down, you know, vice versa on the other side, which meant that on first and second down, we were stopping the run and, you know, putting them into them third and long situations.
A great positive from the game offensively, too, for you, Coach. The team cutting turnovers down from 4 at Quincy to just 2 against Augustana, and it gets a much better defense. So a nice bright spot there. You had one interception, one fumble. So the ball security message clearly heard by the team.
Look at our goals, I guess they're not our goals. I guess it'd be our objective of every game in 9 critical situations. And the number one critical situation is win the takeaway giveaway battle. And Dax Girardi, I'm sure you're going to ask me about in a minute. You know, Dax had a, you know, an outstanding day. He had 3 interceptions. I don't know when the last time Shattern's done that, where one player's had 3 interceptions, and he was all over the place. And Con Marshall, the legendary Con Marshall, dropped me an email today, and he told me that Larry Girardi, his dad, had the single season interception record at Shattern High School with 8 in a season. And when I told Micah that stat, Micah told me that he broke that record. So Micah now has it, and 9 in a season. But obviously being a ball hawk is runs in that family, and Dax had a heck of a day.
He was diving out for balls, just really reading the balls off the quarterback. An incredible day for Dax Girardi. I happen to have a note here right in front of me, Jay, to answer that question of the 3 interceptions. 2008, Trevor Hyatt against Colorado Mines. He was the last guy to have 3 in a game. Yep. So Dax Girardi getting to tie a mark there that hasn't happened for a long time.
Awesome. And kind of unique last night in the Monday Night Football game. That DB had 3 picks also. And he had written in his contract that if he had 3 interceptions, he was going to get a bonus. So he got his bonus on the first night of Monday Night Football, so that's pretty cool with things. But, you know, reason why Dax was all over the place is, you know, is the way he plays, his leadership, and also his knowledge. I mean, he's a coach's kid. Every week we look at, you know, the past 7 days of film that guys are watching, and Dax is always one of the top players, and it comes down to his preparation. And the other thing is that why Dax was getting in those opportunities was our front seven shut down their you know, run game. And when the front seven can shut down the run game, you know, they're going to have to throw, make them one dimensional, just like what happened to us offensively. We got put one dimensional. When you go one dimensional, that's that's when you can go be aggressive. And Dax is playing that position where he can be aggressive and then made some really, really great plays.
Yeah, it looks like the defense on just a quick peek at the stat sheet, 97 yards rushing for Augustana. So you guys did a great job in shutting down Epperson in that dangerous rush game. Great job for Dax Urati. Super proud of him and was our player of the game. Coach Jay Long with us here on the Tuesday night Jay Long Show. Jay, even with just 3 points on the scoreboard in the game, there were some offensive standouts and really some bright surprises that were fun to see and some new things for the fans to learn about with your team. Who do you want to highlight on that side of the ball this week?
Yeah, you know, I think that the one that's probably not the pretty pick, but it's Michael DeCamillis is playing as good as anybody on our team. He's our center, and every week he's Mr. Consistent. And we grade our players. He is grading really, really high and playing at a really high level of football at that center position. So I would like to highlight him. But as far as the picks that, you know, what the crowd sees, I thought Preston Pearson ran the ball really well. And I think that, you know, we, one thing we have shown now that there's tendencies, we put in 2 games out there of tendencies. You know, we need to get some opportunities where he has some play action passes and throwing, because I think he also can do those things, you know, also really well. But with that being said, is that when he comes in and he is able to run the ball, what it does is it brings another gap that defenses have to defend. And it becomes, instead of 6-on-6, when your quarterback runs, it becomes 7-on-6. And, you know, his sparks in the games have been really good. And what he was able to, his package was able to make us get some consistent runs and some consistent gains. So that's something that, you know, we're continuing to build upon. And then the last one, I think, is our true freshman out there, Roland George. He was a guy that made a lot of plays. He had either 5 or 6 catches. Can't remember off the top of my head. I think it was 5. Every one of his catches were big catches, and they were in some traffic. And he's one of those kids that, you know, just, gosh, he just handles his business and is doing a really good job. So he'll be a kid that, as we get a little bit banged up in receiver with Alante, you know, that stepped up, and really proud of him. I'm excited about his future.
Yeah, he's an exciting guy and came from a powerhouse high school in modern day out in California and had a lot of really good teammates. Yeah. It was nice that he found a home here at Chadron State. It looks like a really good get just through the first 2 games he's been with you.
Exactly. Dave, I cannot remember exactly, but I remember when we were recruiting him, either he was the 4th best receiver on his team or 3rd best receiver on his team, according to stats, not by me by any means, but
right.
The other 3 guys above him, or 2 or 3, whatever it was, both had Division I scholarships and went Division I. So you can see what type of player he is, man, and gosh, I'm glad we got him.
Yeah, me too. Fun to watch. And we'll move on now to special teams again. Coach, you had highlighted some things you liked in the game against Augustana special teams-wise. The Hammer Award, the weekly honor chosen by the team. Do you know this week's nominees and who was the selection?
Yeah, the 3 were Brody Eisbron. He had a 43-yard punt average. I said that earlier. And then Wilson Yee had the huge field goal. And both of those 2 guys proved that we have, you know, valuable weapons in our special teams. And you know, that this is something that we will lean on both of those 2 as the season go on, and just thought those 2 stood out really well. However, blocking a field goal is hard. And you watch, you know, any game on TV, and there's not very many of those that happen. And sometimes we get quite a few here at Chadron, and yeah, sometimes we just take them for granted. But Tanner True with that block against those guys was a really a good job. And so he's the one that the team voted on upon to carry out the Hammer this week.
That's awesome. Good for Tanner. And yeah, you guys love blocking kicks. It's a hallmark of the program here at Chadron State. Another big play there. Injuries, Coach. Alante Hare, starting wide receiver, game breaker type guy. He did not play in the game after being hurt against Quincy. What's the update on Alante? And then Kobe Whipple got a little banged up. Your defensive tackle, is he good to go this week?
You know, Alante is in a cast right now. More than likely, I think he's going to be out for the year, is what the news we're hearing. It may change as thing goes on, kind of depending on the healing and stuff. But he is in a cast, and so we won't be expecting him at least maybe towards the end of the season with things, or maybe he might just medical redshirt. We really haven't got that far into the conversations with things. Right now, we know that he's out for at least 7-8 weeks is my guess. Kobe did. I talked to him yesterday. He was limited in practice. I think that he will have a chance that he'll put him playing on Saturday. So we'll see. This is how he feels as the week progresses. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in some pads on Saturday.
Coach, how do you handle a situation with, say, Alante? He's so excited about the year. He's working so hard in the summer. I talked to him a lot at fall camp, and you know it hurts to see and to get this kind of news when he's somebody like him who's such an important player and just a really nice kid, yeah. And you hope the best for him. How do you handle talking to guys like that and getting them to sort of look at the situation and try to stay positive when they're going to be out several weeks and maybe the year so early in the year?
You know, Dave, this is one that, you know, unfortunately football, you know, it's a physical sport. We love that. That's not unfortunate. That's one of the best parts about football is it is physical. The unfortunate part of it being physical is guys get hurt. And those conversations are never easy. You have them every single year. You know, on Chattern High School football field, there's you know, a lineman that got injured and he's out. You know, and you feel for him when it's their senior year more than anything. But it, really, when you watch it, you hope that a couple things come from it. One is that, you know, with him being hurt early in the year, you know, we were able to maybe get that season back. The other part is that, you know, hopefully, you know, some young guys see it and like realize that, hey, man, nothing's given, and everything that you do, you might as well give your best effort because you never know when something's gonna be taken away from you. And you know, JJ last year, first game of the year, broke his foot, wasn't able to play that season last year, and then this year, Alante, first game of the year, got hurt, and you know, so the positive, I guess, now they're both back in the same grade. You know, those are, you know, just conversations. Another thing is that Coach Smith wasn't able to finish his career due to knee injuries. Coach Asani got hurt his senior year with a knee injury. And then Coach Sassy got banged up his senior season also due to injuries. And, you know, when you look at that, you know, those guys are valuable tools to be able to, you know, talk to those guys because they went through it. And when you go through it, obviously it means a little bit more with things, but it's one of them deals where you just wish they didn't happen, but they do.
Yeah, I'm glad he's got a great support system there, and that you brought up his brother, JJ, who went through basically the same thing last mm-hmm. year. I'm sure those two will lean on each other and, boy, hopefully come out as together next year for a final season together with a great things there. But, all right, we'll catch up with you on more of the injuries as we get into Black Hill State on the pregame Saturday and see if Kobe's going to be able to go. But let's move on next to a really cool new tradition. I loved seeing this, Jay, on Saturday morning. The very first Eagle walk into the stadium. You guys come through the tailgating area. Cheerleaders are there. It's everybody's hyped up, and you walk in. That was awesome. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I really liked it too. That was pretty cool. In the summer, I was talking to our new cheerleading coach, Kat Evans, and you know, she has a ton of really I think good ideas about, you know, just creating more excitement at the game. And she was a cheerleader, I think, at University of Wyoming, and she told me that you know, how they did their cowboy walk, and I just thought, what a great idea, and I said, let's do it. So we did it. For our first one, and it was a great, the guys loved it. I think the fans loved it. After our first one, like we do everything else, we evaluated it, and we are going to move it till 10 o'clock instead of 9:45. We think by moving it to 10 o'clock, it gets a few more fans there, and then also it doesn't get our guys at the stadium as early. So it took about 7-8 minutes. So it was easy in and out, and it was fun. It was worth doing. So we're going to continue to do it, and I think that everybody that was involved that really enjoyed it.
I know that you guys evaluate everything very detailed, and that you would after the first one. Of course, you wanted to make it the best you can and button things up here and there, and I'm glad it's going to continue. And you guys were battling the Husker Buff game too early on. That I'm sure had a little bit of the crowd taken away with attention on that. It was still 2 hours to kickoff, so it ought to be big and boosted here for this next game, I would imagine.
It was pretty cool when we were walking through the tailgate. There were some TVs on, had the game rolling. You know, just you know, the families were able to be there, and I think it was cool for the families to see their kids. And you know, my mom was there, so she got to see me. So I, you know, know, I know if I thought it was cool because of that, I figure our guys probably did. My mom would thought it was cool too. So, cool experience. Something we'll continue to do.
Sam Parker and I watched from the mezzanine up at the back of the press box, and it's awesome from above. It was really neat. So can't wait to do it again. 10 o'clock next home game. Fans, come out for the Eagle Walk and get ready to go for the next CSC home game. Black Hills State this week, Jay. It's a huge, huge game. It's a night game too up there at Lyle-Hare Stadium, and it's your RMAC season opener, a big one on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, we typically, you know, travel really well to Black Hills, and you know, this last week we had a terrific crowd, we had a terrific atmosphere. I assume it's going to be the same this week when we go up to Black Hills State, and you know, this is rivalry week, and I can tell you, Dave, over the years we've taken the rivalry different ways, different mindsets. You know, this is one where, hey, we got to go get it back. We got to get this one back. They got us last year in a tough one at home, and we were reviewing our notes from last year, and it felt different. And our guys are excited about, you know, playing them, and I can't wait. I mean, Dave, I wish we were going there today. That's the real truth. But you know, we got to go through our process. We need to make sure we get our practices in and those type of things. But yes, we are excited to go play them.
Yeah, I can't wait to go through the stuff with Black Hills State we do on every pregame show and a few other angles and different things we'll look at. With this great rivalry, your history with them and the team's history, there's just so many cool things about this game. And I love that it is this weekend and at night too. So going to be great. Jay will be on the pregame show Saturday night with us starting at 5:15. Before we kick off at 6. He's Jay Long, the head coach of the Shadron State Eagles, and you can find him every Tuesday night here on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Jay, thanks again. Really appreciate the thoughts as always. The listeners love it, and have a great week of practice this week as we get ready for BH.
Thank you, Dave, and we appreciate everybody's support. Go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268. Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.